Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people, and I hope to God you're hearing me. The saga continues.
We hear you.
Dee and her, okay, thank you, Stephen. Dee and her challenge with these frickin' mechanical things. Oh, my God. Someday I'm going to get up and everything that's mechanical and electrical is just going to just be easy and effortless. Oh, there's that word again. Going to be easy and joyful and just flow. I'm going to be in the flow with all of it. That's my intention, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, good morning, everybody. I want to talk a lot today before we get to the calls about the webinar this Tuesday. It's Spirituality and Brain Science, Understanding Why Christ and Buddha and our channel gives us the directions that they give us and what the heck it has to do with how energy works, how the brain works. So I'm going to throw off some questions to you. And if you cannot answer them, you don't have a thorough understanding of why you're doing what you're doing. And if you don't have a thorough understanding of why you're doing what you're doing, you don't know it works, you are able to go back into doubt because it's some ethereal thing that you're hoping will work, it's so important to get that there is science behind the spiritual stuff we do. So number one, why is love important? Why is love important to your brain? Number two, why is focus important in scientific energy work? What have they proven about holding focus and changing focus scientifically that affects energy? Why do you have to know what you want? For the energy of physics to work, why do you have to know what you want? Why scientifically does that change anything? And most importantly, how do you connect with the universe on a scientific basis? And how do you really ask for what you want? And there's a lot more. But that's why you need to do this webinar. You know, I don't usually push webinars. I figure those of you that know and are called to it, but this is kind of an apex that we're at right now, guys, around taking the next best and biggest leap into truly understanding and expanding. I'm telling you, if you were watching my life right now, you would go, I want what she's got. Whatever she's doing, I want. I want to understand it and know it. Creation has just taken off for me all over the place. So, okay, Stephen, let me know that I'm still on because a little pop-up came on and said you are not connected. Lord have mercy. See, I really do want to get this information out to you. There is a new core belief, which I will announce next Sunday. Stephen, are you there? Hello? Stephen?
You're good.
Okay.
Good.
I don't know where the pop-up came. Okay.
It's my fault.
I see.
Help me out with my mechanics, please.
All right, everybody. There's a new core belief. I'll announce it next Sunday when we're having Creation Station, because I want all the attendees to help me refine it and look at it. And they'll be here all in my house next Sunday before the show. So you'll hear it. You know, new core beliefs don't come in very often. So this is a big thing. Creation Station's next weekend. The webinar is Tuesday night. So there's going to be lots of energy shifts within this community for the good. So hang on. Those of you that know I've been ill the last week, what it was all about is, my gosh, I'm creating everything. And can I handle it all now? So that's a perspective. And if we don't know that we just handle everything in every moment, we go into overwhelm, or if we don't make decisions, we go into overwhelm, right? And so my body said, okay, I'll show you that belief real clearly. So up around, all my energy's back now as soon as I figured out what that was about. All right, the next thing, I know I'm throwing a lot of different things at you here. Okay, those of you, and those of you who are ever or will ever deal with health issues, I want you, please stop what you're doing. Thank you. And I want you to feel into the joy and excitement of health and wellness. Oh, my God, I'm so filled with energy. And I can do everything I want to do. And I love to exercise. And I love to get out in nature. And I just feel all the joy and excitement around health and wellness. I want you to feel the difference between that and the need to fix a disease or get better. It's an instantaneous drop in energy when we go to the second one. But that's how most of us are creating right now. We're feeling into the thing that's not working and trying to fix it and believing that that's how we create what we want. All right, you should have gotten that pretty clearly. Now, the last one that the channel wants to leave you with is, does it make sense to you that you can have everything you want? Does it make sense? Does your mind go, oh, sure, I can do that. I deserve that. Of course. Of course this is the way it should be. Or are you fighting yourself? Because we know, if we're a house divided and we're not integrated, then we're going to be much more challenged, right? Okay. So those are the things I want you to hold in your consciousness for this week, because lots of energy is going to break open this week, guys. And so if you're feeling yourself going into overwhelm, or sometimes what happens is when you make the decision and you get it and you start moving forward, a lot of the negative stuff has to surface so that you can get it out of the way once and for all. So hold the focus on what you want. Okay, can I go to the callers? All right, please have your questions ready, but I would like them to kind of be around the subject that we're talking about, really understanding what we're doing now, okay? All righty, so we're going to, I don't have anybody's name. Whoop, there it is, Emily in California. Hold on, let me get you on here. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Oh, I love it. I feel like a rocket lifting off.
Oh, I love that. I love that analogy.
Yeah, so I've got two questions. I've been applying to teach English in Korea this fall so that Amara and I can go and, you know, spend half a year there. The first round, I didn't get any response. I'm putting out new applications today, and I want to make sure everything's aligned. And the second question is about love relationships.
The answer is the same to both of them. And you're not aligned. And you're not aligned because there's well, it's kind of the last thing I asked. Does it make sense that you can get all this that you want? Does it make sense that you can just send out applications?
I feel like I've moved way closer to it making sense, but maybe there's something still doubting.
Well, what, excuse me, what I do, guys, I get clear about what I want, and I feel into it, and then I go into the experience of the connection that I am everything, and everything is me. You're not doing that, Emily.
I've been feeling myself having it all, and it's all working out, and it
yes,
feels amazing.
But then you've got to be connected with all the universe in order for the universe to find you. Those things within the universe. So just everybody just picture a great big bubble. That's the universe, and you're in the middle of it. You're floating around in the middle of it. And you feel the joy and excitement of teaching in, where is it, Korea?
Yeah.
Okay. And you just, this is what I want. I'm clear this is what I want. And I'm resonating with the one mind of love around all of this. And just now, just put out your arms and float in the middle of that big bubble. And ask for it to come to you. Everything that is aligned with love around your desire finds you. See, we're so entrained to make it happen that it has to come from me. And it does have to come from us as far as the clarity and the asking. And then we turn it over so that the universe can work with us. But we don't turn it over in the form that most people pray, which is, all right, God, this is what I want, and I'm going to see if you're going to give this to me, so I'm going to see if I'm worthy, and I'm going to see if it works, and I'm going to see if you're really out there. You see, that's how most of us are trained to create. Like going to the slot machines after you've won the first time. And you go back and try and win again. You want to just stay in your knowing and allow this resonance with the one mind of love then to bring it to you. Since I've been doing that, I can't even do all the jobs that the universe is bringing me now. It's crazy, you guys. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy to watch, crazy good, crazy,
beautiful,
fabulous, empowering good. I don't get that you're falling out anywhere else. And it's the same thing with the guy, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel it I totally get that with the guy. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The trust with the let it come to me. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And how are you going to go out and look at 40 million men out there? Let the universe do it. It's a lot easier, right?
Yeah.
Your job is just to be clear about what you want, that you want to be honored and you want someone in good health and someone who's financially stable and someone who's respectful, somebody who is able to have a great sex life, I would hope you would put in there. So whatever's important to you, that's what you want to call into you, and then you let it go and put your arms out and feel into the oneness that you are.
Oh, I love
it.
Yeah,
you can feel it, can't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I totally got it.
Okay, good. What a great start
to
the show. Thanks, Emily. You bet. You bet, sweetheart. Miss Deeka, you're on. Hold on. You're almost
on.
There you are. Hi, baby.
Yeah, I had a big health issue with the blood pressure this week also, so maybe health was something was clearing out for me also.
Well, blood pressure is usually about pushing, Deeka. And because I've worked with you for so long, that makes sense. It's very much what we just went over with Emily. Were you listening?
Of course. Letting go and letting the universe bring it back to you in the in the highest form. But my question is, I found, you know, I use those old sheets that I got from way back when you were, when the channel was working through you to develop this. And I got something that I don't receive. And also I found by really digging into this, I've had this idea that I want to punish myself, which maybe, and I've noticed a lot of people around me are Catholics. And that goes, that kind of goes along with the, that religion.
You bet. I mean, just look what's happening in the Catholic Church right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they teach punishment, and it's coming back to them. I don't want to get into a lot, and every religion does, so I'm not coming down on the Catholics. But we've been taught an eye for an eye, you know, a tooth for a tooth. Doesn't work that way, guys. Just doesn't work that way. Somebody taught us that way so they could control us and put us into fear. And so I get a yes on that you can't receive, Deeka. And so you keep pushing. And the reason, it's kind of a circle. I'm going to push so I can receive, but actually pushing holds it away from me, and then I push more. So there's that incredible line in our work, guys, where you know what you want, you get clear about what you want, you do take action steps around what you want, but not from a place of, I'm going to frickin' make this happen, but from a place of, I'm taking action out of my knowing that I have turned it over and the universe is working with me. And I allow it to come to me in any way it wants to come to me, because I'm in trust that I've sent it out there and the universe is sending it back. Do you understand?
Yes. And when you said the word pushing, my forehead and my eyes, where it's off, well, often where I experience pressure, and my solar plexus like jumped. I was very aware of sensations in there. And I would assume now that they're releasing.
Releasing, and releasing, again, is the beginning. You have to direct that energy. So, guys, basically what I'm hearing from the channel is the more you all can live in the bubble and float in the bubble and experience that you're one with everything out there, with absolutely everything out there, the more you attract to you can relax and move into your knowing. Now, you'll understand a lot more about why that works scientifically if you're joining us on the webinar. It's too much to go into on the show here. Or you could just trust what the channel's saying and start doing it.
Okay. So I have one more question, but I think I know what your answer is going to be.
Well, shoot it to me. Let's see.
Joe Vitale has recommended something, and for months I've been getting a go signal on it. And when I had the episode of the blood pressure really spiking, all at once, I don't have any motivation for it. But now that I'm I'm in the bubble. Now I'm feeling, now I can act upon it. Could you ask the channel, if I just stay in the bubble as I do this, I'll be okay? It will work.
Well, see, there's you trying to make it happen. This is exactly what we're saying. You're trying to push and get a guarantee and make it happen instead of being in your knowing and trusting and just knowing that you were called to do it, Deka. So you've been called to do it for months, and then you keep questioning that calling.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
I got it.
So
now
then
I know what
you start fighting yourself, and whenever we fight ourselves, our blood pressure spikes because that's stress. I should, I shouldn't, I should, I shouldn't. I don't know. What should I? You know?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just going to work on staying in the bubble. That's it.
Yeah, you want to experience, guys, the oneness with the universe. Now, the universe is everything. God is everything. The one mind is everything. It includes what we call positive, what we call negative, what we call neutral. So you want to state clearly what you want and then hook up with the one mind of love around that. Not the one mind of fear or the one mind of anger or the one mind of I'm going to frickin' make this happen. The one mind of love, because, you know, the channel has said love creates everything, heals everything, if we just go to love. But it doesn't make sense to a lot of you to do that, because that takes a lot of trust, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and sometimes I have a hard time feeling love. I will think of pets in the past, my Horace who's passed on, John, and it's like there's a wall in me. I honestly don't feel love, and sometimes I'll break it by just going for a walk, and then as I get air in my body and I can appreciate trees, then I'll feel love.
Well, sure, and trees are the same thing as a red dot.
Mm.
You see, trees can't give you back anything. They just stand there and allow you to experience their beauty. So we want to train ourselves, Deka, to experience a state of love, just to experience a state of love. But you keep going to, when I get this, then I'll be able to be happier and feel love. And it works the other way. You want to practice feeling love, which is what Fun Focus and Fruition is all about. Teaching you how to experience love, being in love, just whenever you choose to do it. Okay?
Okay,
right,
thank you, Dee.
Great to hear from you. All righty, we're going on to Paula in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee, thanks. My question is kind of like, it's more like for the collective or something. And
yep.
Because I feel like last week was a big, like, turning point, you know, with indictments, you know, all this stuff with the guilty pleas and all this stuff. And then that hurricane, you know, like really kind of miraculously degrading into a tropical storm, you know, like super fast.
Yep.
And
so
then,
what's your question, Paula?
Okay. Well, this was just leading up to it. And then like John McCain's passing and then all the tributes coming in. And my question is like, you know, kind of what does the channel have to say? Like where is, you know, it's like, where is it going?
The collective right now is 50-50. We have 50% of the people who are angry and want vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 50% of the people who want peace and love. And the universe is showing us that imbalance.
And I feel like it's kind of shifting. It's moving into the more, maybe more, it'll go to you know, like more than 50% wanting, you know, the harmony and not, you know,
only
not polarization.
Only if we all hold it. Only if we all hold it.
You're right.
And every time you think of our country, every time you think of Trump, every time you think of immigration, every time you think of racism, you go to love. That's the only thing that's going to tip it.
Right.
So if you're in reaction and, you know, I get all these political emails and it's really interesting. I can look at them from being Dee Wallace person sitting here in my office, and then I can choose to shift into Dee Wallace looking at it from the higher perspective. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I
and,
feel like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because I do feel like, you know, like this whole week is going to be like, you know, tribute to John McCain, and we'll be hearing about like, you know, the part, you know, where he's like reaching across the aisle and it's more, you know, like a healing. And I feel like people are going to be focused on that. And I think it just feels like it's going to be, you know, build the momentum. And hopefully
it will build the momentum if people focus on love.
Right.
You see, if they're sitting there going, yeah, look, Trump's going to really get his and we're going to balance all this out and John McCain's going to turn the tide on Trump, that's not going to work. It's not going to work, guys.
Right.
But that's what even, I mean, I've got to vigilantly watch myself. And, you know, if you want to go march, if you want to sign petitions, do that, but do it from the one mind of love. Don't do it from, I'm going to get this guy out of this office.
Saying what we want. We want, you know, harmony. We want respect. We want to, you know, like, it, respect people for the people they are.
Yes, we want the attributes, and we want to feel love around the attributes as this country was built on.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Equality for all men. Government by the people, for the people. Right?
Yep.
Integrity. Love.
Yeah. Yep.
Welcoming of all people. You feel love around those things, and then those things grow.
Yes. And I feel that's where the momentum's going.
Well, let's test the momentum is going that way. Because if you test, I feel like that, then for sure we're going to get a yes,
right.
Because you feel like that.
Exactly.
When I test the momentum is absolutely going that way, I get a yes, and the channel immediately comes in and says, but don't try and make it go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
You
go in to the connection with the whole and just feel the love around what you want, guys.
And that's like the creation process. It's that same thing. It's that same process. Yes.
You bet. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Oh, my God. These shows. Every Sunday I come off and I go to Lanny. It's unbelievable. It was awesome. Susan, whoops, there you go. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
I knew I was next. I hope you got the pictures.
I emailed you this morning, yes, and they're just beautiful, Susan. Thank you.
I'm so glad you liked them. I used like 5 different paints, and I did some studying on color and found some interesting information about wavelength and frequency that goes with those colors.
Oh, interesting.
So
we know about that. What can we do for you, baby?
Well, I'm actually doing quite well. I mean, doing the paintings just enlightened. I mean, it just built me up. It made me feel so good to do those for you. And I just
you bet.
I wanted to,
that's what
I
giving wanted, does. That's what giving does.
I wanted
does.
To just say that I love you so much for allowing me to be of service to you.
Well, thank you, Susan, and right back at you, my darling. Right, you know.
So I'm going to court tomorrow. I'm going to court tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
In regards to the accident that I had in 2014 in my car.
Yes.
So I'm just sending lots of love to everybody involved in it, that it'll all turn out perfectly and complete and be good for everyone that's involved.
Yeah, and go into the bubble and feel, you know, the love and resonate with the one mind of love around the highest decision.
Mm-hmm.
Around love for you and everybody else around this, and ask for help from the universe. Okay?
Okay.
Feel
okay,
peaceful
great.
In the fact that's the highest thing you can do right now. All right?
Great.
And we'll all stand with Susan in the highest outcome through love for that for her. All right, sweetheart, let me know.
Okay. Will
okay,
do.
Bye. Yeah, Susan made some beautiful the me symbol signs for everybody in Creation Station. They're just beautiful. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, V. It's great to speak with you.
Thank you, darling. What's up?
Well, I'm definitely connecting to what you said about, I guess, the overwhelm and just feeling a lot of sort of upheaval lately. I'm going to Creation Station. I'm very excited about that, and I'm very much eager.
You know,
for
I get a no on upheaval, Iris. So
okay.
What is it that you're really feeling?
Maybe it's just like blocks or frustration or.
Yeah, I get fear is the highest word. What are you in fear of?
It all
you're in fear that you're actually doing it, woman.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So why would you be in fear that you're actually creating everything you want the way you want it?
I'm afraid I'll fuck it up.
Yep. And I'm going to your mother. This is something you witnessed with her when you were very young. Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, no, I don't.
Okay.
You're not
okay.
Taking it just because I'm saying it.
I mean, what comes to mind is that she, my, sort of like my narrative of her is that she put her art, her career aside for the family, so for my dad. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, where are you putting yourself aside? See, this is where it gets tricky. You're putting yourself aside by thinking that you have to live in fear and doubt. Oh my God, I'm going to do it. And if I'm doing it, if I really know how to do it and I do it, then how can I ever put myself aside again and be better than my mom was? Got it?
So it's like, yeah, it's about like
yeah, guys,
honoring her. In
your moms and dads want you to be better than they were. They want you to be more empowered than they were. They don't want you to carry the baggage. Ask anybody that's crossed over. And they're going, oh, my God, thank God you gave that one up that I gave you. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So we're not honoring anybody by not being the greatest us we can be. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, I hear
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah, well, I can hear the emotion in your voice. So that means we hit the button. It's like hitting the place in your shoulder that's sore.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, wah! Right, okay.
Yeah.
Go be the greatest you. Your mother is giving you permission to do that on a soul level, 100%. I'm testing it right now. If you test, you can test it.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sure she can. Okay.
That's your answer, baby. And when you're in that bubble of the everything and you're drawing to you the one mind of love that resonates with that, you're going to feel a lot differently because you won't play that game with yourself anymore. Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Love you.
Thanks.
Say whoopee. Yippee. Come on, Iris.
Yippee.
Woo. Come on. Say it with
yippee.
Me. Woo.
Woo.
All right. There you go. Bye, sweetheart. All right. LaVon. Hi, babe. Oh, sorry. You're not on yet. There you are.
Okay. I'm unmuted now. Yay. You and I have been talking about the thickening of my uterus due to a male at work taking me out of my power.
Yeah.
And I had a biopsy, and now they're recommending hysterectomy. I called BS on that. I told my doctor that was not an option. So I wonder if there's anything else that I need to look at, because I don't think this just happened. I think it's been building, you know.
That's not the right question. Is there anything else you need to look at? That's interesting. And the first thing I heard was, why isn't that an option?
I want to leave with all the body parts I came in with. I don't know. I just, removing
something,
anything in our body is for a reason.
Well,
and
your uterus was to bear children. So.
Right.
Are
and
you
I'm
done with that, or is that
yeah.
still a plan?
That was never part of my plan in this lifetime.
Okay, so let's just stop there. So your entire lifetime you've said, I really don't need this. And your uterus...
Yeah, I never had...
Okay.
I never had the want to have children. So I know that just wasn't part of the plan.
Okay, but I want to see how those decisions and choices can affect your body. Your entire life, you've said, well, I don't really need this. I'm not going to have any children. And so after so many years of that direction, your uterus is going, okay, you don't need me. I'll get out of here. And I tell all of you, anybody that has breast issues or uterine issues or cervix issues, it's about nurturing. Now, it's about nurturing others. It's also about nurturing yourself. And I've shared with you, like I share all my personal stuff with you guys, you know, that I had one of the largest fibroids on
right.
record at that time that nobody could find that was keeping me from getting pregnant. And I had spent years going, I don't want to have kids yet. I'm not ready to have kids yet. I don't want to have kids yet. And yet I wanted kids. And then I get to work with the acupuncturist, and they're suggesting if you want to do anything, LaVon, go work with an acupuncturist around this.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I've never done
That's why I'm telling the story, so we could get there. But he said to me in China, when the government said everybody can only have one baby, the number of fibroids tripled
tremendously
because everybody was subconsciously creating a baby, even though it wasn't a baby, energetically,
right.
it was a
Still
growth,
creating.
Right,
mm-hmm.
in the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of our creative ability. It's just that none of those women were consciously meaning to do that. So I get acupuncture can help, and at the same time, and I'm surprised about this. Hold on. Okay, so let's both balance ourselves. We're claiming that we are balanced, directing our energy to be balanced. Anybody switched? Okay, is there, both of us are balanced now. We want the highest answer. It surprises me that I'm getting this information. But what they're saying is it's no big deal, LaVon. You don't want it
really?
Anyway. Now, you guys are always your highest answer. You know that. You are always your highest answer. So.
I don't need it, but I don't want to give it up either. Hmm.
Well, you see.
I don't want to mess with my hormones more.
Okay. Well, I would check with a top acupuncturist and see if there's anything that they can. Look, I went to 6 quote-unquote specialists. Nobody could help me. As soon as I started working with this amazing acupuncturist here, he shrunk the fibroid. I got pregnant. Of course, when you get pregnant, then your hormones increase, and that increased the fibroid again. But by that time, they could do a laparoscopy and take it out. So female issues are one of the specialties of Chinese medicine. Anybody out there that hasn't been able to get pregnant, that's the first place I'd go, is a good Chinese acupuncturist who knows about the teas and everything.
I thought it was interesting in the body book that hypothyroidism and hysterectomy are right next to each other, and those are both my issues.
Then combine, you need to, you know, when you're here at Creation Station, remind me of that, because there's a combination of things underneath all of them, which will give you your complete belief system.
Awesome. I found that when I was sending love to my uterus, too, that a red dot appeared there in my mind's eye. You know, the red dot seems to follow my love around.
So, again, LaVon, back to the beginning of the show, can you feel the difference between feeling into the excitement and joy of health and wellness?
Absolutely.
And, I'm going to do this to clear up my uterus. See, it's two different things. And that's
what
we get. We get confused about it. Yeah. All right, baby. Remind me of that when you get here for Creation Station.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks so
much. Me too, baby. You bet. Bye.
All right.
Hold on. Before we go on, is there anything? Nope. Didn't get anything else. Are we going to another subject? Nope. They gave it to you, dude. They gave it to you. Anne in Georgia. Hi, Annie. You're on.
Yeah, I have a question about the webinar. I recently got some information about the brain being the gut brain, and then after that came something that totally blew my mind. We have more bacteria than the stars have galaxies, and the bacteria also is a big, big influence on what goes on in our brain.
Absolutely.
That's going to be dealt with.
The bacteria in your gut affects everything in the rest of your body.
Yes.
That's not exactly what the webinar is about, though, Anne.
What?
That's not the focus of what this webinar is about. This webinar is about understanding scientifically what all the spiritual guidance is about. Because Christ could not, and Buddha, they could talk in the terms of love, but they couldn't express scientifically why it was so important to live in this state of love. And that's what this webinar, it's incredibly powerful. But you're right. If the bacteria in your gut is off, it affects every other thing in your makeup, your brain, your body, your organs, everything.
It almost made it sound like the bacteria had a mind of its own, and that it actually, like certain bacteria the obese have that the non-obese don't have, and like the bacteria could, you could switch the bacteria in a calm mice and a neurotic mouse, and they would switch personality. So it sounded like it had an awful lot to do with our emotions.
Well, and who chooses your emotions?
Oh, I
do. You
do.
Yeah. And understanding why the conscious choice of those emotions and directing your brain to go there and train your brain that way, why that's so important in order to not attract, or not attract the bacteria, but the higher way of saying that is to maintain the state of love that doesn't attract the bacteria, that keeps the balance in your body. So, you know, I hope you're joining us. Maybe that will all come together on the webinar. I mean, this is going to be out there, guys. This is the webinar I've been waiting for years to teach. So, I get a yes on that, but you will understand what you can do and why it works to maintain the balance of that bacteria. I mean, we all need good and bad bacteria. They do good things also, Anne.
Oh, I have no problem with the bacteria, with the gut, with that. It just was something new, and I was just, I'm very, very clear that love is the only answer.
Yeah, I just want you all to understand why. All right, thank you. We will look into
that,
I'm sure, on this webinar. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, Sandy in Denver. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How's it going?
Hi, babe.
I have had, I put my hand up in the beginning, and I've received so much clarity and so many answers.
Good.
Can you confirm something for me that's kind of come clear on this call? I just want to make sure that I'm getting this right.
Okay.
About two webinars ago, then I went to bed at night. I woke up the next morning, and I can tell, like, I've been getting downloads and stuff in the night. I had,
yep.
It was a very amazing sort of sleep that I've never had an experience like I had that night. And I woke up the next morning, and what was interesting is my husband was traveling, and so I had, like, it was just more me in the bed and in the bedroom that night. I woke up that morning in this space, and I think what it is this space of love that you're talking about, because I'm clearly drawn into it to co-create, although I've
yep.
been going, well, yeah. So,
and it feels overwhelming,
now,
doesn't it?
It does. Okay, so now it's all coming together. Thank you, because I almost said I'm not going to have a question, but I do now. So it was at that same time that this spiritual volume I keep mentioning, like that started, and then the focus, fun, and fruition is going on, and it's all growing. And I was raised in that push energy, and the more I don't push, and the more like miracles show up, the less I want to push. I think I'm learning pretty quickly how not to do that anymore. But the overwhelm, it does feel overwhelming. And when you were speaking earlier about all that you're co-creating and manifesting, and that overwhelm comes, I'm on the brink of something really big, it feels like, with respect to a business. And yes, I do. I feel overwhelmed, and I realize that's not the space I
All
want
right.
to be
they're
in.
Saying,
how do I settle?
They're saying to find a positive word for overwhelm.
Okay.
So a negative perspective would be overwhelm, and a positive perspective would be, well, okay, they're showing me this amazing African-American church that I visited one time, and the joy, Okay, filled with the Spirit. Those are the words.
That's
what they describe when they're filled with the Spirit. And sometimes even go into an altered state where they actually can talk in tongues because they're connected to the everything, just like Einstein used to connect to the everything and get his information. And the more we trust that, see, we're all so fearful of feeling out of control. And naturally, that's why in the 60s a lot of people did LSD and everything, because they could allow themselves to feel out of control by choice. But what's happening to us is that we are plugging in and experiencing this oneness with the one mind of love and creating that connection with the everything naturally. And it frightens us that we have the power to do that. It's not a feeling that we know. It's not a feeling that we're comfortable with, because we've held it at bay for so long, because we've had to feel safe and be in control. So they're saying you're doing everything right. Just let go, Sandy. Just let go and trust.
You know, you are so right, because this overwhelm is different than the overwhelm of how much there is to do, because I just know that there's so much support there, seen and unseen. It's the overwhelm of this love that I've never been in this place. And that,
yeah. It's what happened to me when I wrote that e-blast about Gabrielle. And I thought I was literally going to sit here and burst with love.
Yeah.
And it scared me at first. And then I went, no, this is what I want. I want to be that energy of love. So I'm going to choose that I'm safe to experience this right now.
Yeah.
And it just got more and more and more. It was, and once you get it, you want it again.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to allow yourself to experience it again, you have to choose to know that you're safe in that experience.
Yeah, so this is good. So now I have spiritual Valium and spiritual LSD.
I get a yes on that, and it's all naturally made.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much for that clarity. That helps. And I'll see you Tuesday night,
and
okay?
I'm sure that helps everybody. It's what happens to me, too, Sandy, when I immerse myself in a great part, in a great emotional part, and go all the way. And I finish the scene, and I'm on such a high and feel such a sense of gratification and gratitude. So just be clear that it's a choice, and you're choosing to move into it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
all right,
you,
baby.
Dee.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, everybody. In closing, I want to share with you that I just booked a great guest star on NCIS, and I'll be shooting that this week. And this is how the universe worked. When I got the audition, I looked at the dates, and I went, no, dear God. It's the week before and the week after Creation Station. So then I started plotting and planning, what do I do if? And all of a sudden, the channel just stopped me cold and said, could you leave all that to us, please? Your job is to go in and do a great job. Our job is to work it out so that everything flows effortlessly for you and that you can handle it all. So I'm shooting this week on Thursday, They guarantee me I wouldn't have to work on Friday, right? And then I don't work again until the next week. And so everything planned out perfectly. And I had to be in bed the first 2 days of this week when I got back from my big convention. And I thought, okay, give me what I can do laying here in bed. And they downloaded the entire creation station for me. So that's how the universe works with you if you'll allow it to work with you. If you'll know that you're in partnership and they're doing all that stuff for you out there. So ask. I just went, okay, guys, I'm turning it over. I'm going to go in and do the best audition I can, and you work it out, and they did. So play around with that bubble, guys. It's a valuable bubble to be in. Let's say it together until we meet again. I love me. I love me. I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.